Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. My name is John, and I'm so glad that you're joining me. We're going to be talking about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and I know it's going to be near and dear to yours as well. But before we do that, I hope that you grab yourself a cup of coffee. I hope that you, it doesn't have to be coffee. It could be tea. It could be whatever you want. I know a lot of you watch these and listen to these at different times of day, but hopefully you're enjoying yourself a nice cup of insert a liquid here. And you're joining me today because we're going to talk about something incredibly special. We're going to get started right now. So I have a question that I want to ask today that's going to make you think, and it might cause you to kind of feel bad. It might cause you to be excited. It might cause you to act. It might cause you to pick up the phone and start making phone calls. So the question that I have is based off of a couple of experiences that I have. I have a friend of mine that I grew up with, and he and I are those friends that no matter how much time passes between when we've spoken, we can always pick it right back up. And it's just one of those amazing friendships. And I'm so glad to have him in my life. But that's just a relationship. And a lot of times my wife will help me to remember that, you know, I really need to reach out because it's been a while because she follows both of us on Facebook. And so I'll reach out or he'll reach out and we kind of catch up about once a quarter, I think is about where we're at right now. But the one thing is we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we love each other. And if he needs me, I'm there. And if I need him, I know he'd be here. So that's great. I have another friend that I have had that relationship for a long time, but we've kind of fallen apart and we've way drifted apart. And I'm sure it's not to the point of never going to be repaired, but he and I are not really in a good space. And I hate that. I hate that feeling of anxiety every time I think about it. I hope that he knows that I care, and I do, and I know that he cares, but we're just not in that space right now where we can kind of fix all that. So the question that I have for you to think about is, you know, when you're processing through all the people that you love, that you care about in your life, all those people that you call friends or family, not by blood, or even family members, you know, all those people that you care about in your life. The question I have is, do they know you care? Do they know? When was the last time you called them? When was the last time you went and hung out? When was the last time that you went and grabbed some food or went and spent a couple hours together just catching up? When was the last time you told these people that you care the most about that you care about them? And that's a challenge. It's a challenge for me, and it's a challenge for you. It's a challenge for my puppy who's barking in the background. It's a question that if we're all built for relationships, and I believe that we are, we're all going to have to come to terms with it because we don't always keep the people that we care about in the know about how much we care. And they're not going to know unless we tell them. There's always going to be that weird ambiguity where they're not sure. And the only way that we can make them sure is if we tell them. So my friends, pick up the phone, text, call, skywrite, send carrier pigeon. I don't care. Whatever it is that you've got to do today, figure out the people that you care most about and make sure that they know. Make plans to get together. Spend some time with them. Reconnect. Do the things that you need to do so that they know that you care, and that'll give them the opportunity to let you know that they care about you. It's a win-win. I hope that helps. I hope that encourages you. I hope that challenges you. Challenges me. It's daunting when I think about it, but it's important. It's important enough for me to pick up the phone and call because I know some people that I need to reach out to. So if you need anything, shoot me a comment. Shoot me an email, john@johncdonahue.com. Come find me over at johncdonahue.com. And make sure no matter what else happens that you choose to be awesome. Because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be. See you tomorrow.